We're about to listen to a great voice of dissent. Mohammad Reza Shajarian may be the most famous singer in all of Iran. He's also Iran's most famous protest singer, even though, strictly speaking, his music does not protest the government at all. Shajarian is the latest singer we're featuring in our year-long series, 50 Great Voices. This is the voice that many Iranians, or people of Iranian descent, listen to around the world. Just before people break their fast each day during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, they listen to this prayer by Shajarian.
It has such power, and the power of it has virtually nothing to do with the words.
When the Iranian-American scholar Abbas Milani hears a recording of this prayer, it transports him back to his youth in Iran.
For me, from my childhood, that is the song that is most provocative of a sublime impact that art can have on you and music can have on you. When I still hear it, I get a chill to my bone and think that this is not a voice of a mere mortal, this is the gods speaking to us.
Iranians heard this voice on the radio for decades, and then, suddenly, the music stopped. Shajarian asked that the government stop broadcasting his songs. He was protesting a crackdown on voters after last year's disputed presidential election. To understand how he got away with that, it helps to know how he became a famous singer. Shajarian was born in 1940 in Mashhad, a city in northeastern Iran. An enormous shrine to a Shia Muslim saint dominates that city. It's a very conservative place, where Shajarian sang recitations from the Quran as a child. Yet when he spoke with us, he said his father discouraged him from the traditional Persian music that would make him famous.
My dad used to say that it's haram and it's forbidden.
Where did you hear about it if it was forbidden in your family?
The first time it was through the radio in my uncle's house.
Your uncle felt differently about the music, I suppose.
Yes, he actually played tar and he really enjoyed music. So when I went to his house, we both listened to the radio.
Once he grew up, Shajarian gave new life to centuries-old Persian songs. His lyrics are often drawn from old Persian poems. Yet the scholar Abbas Milani says that in recent years, his songs have taken on new meanings.
He ends every concert with Morghe Sahar, bird of dawning. And it really brings the audience to their feet. Bird of dawning, commence your lament. And by the end of the song, it is asking the bird to sing so that night of oppression can come to an end and the day of liberation can begin. And there has developed a kind of a metaphoric language. Night is invariably understood to mean despotism, winter, cold days of oppression. And this song uses virtually all of these now well-known metaphoric words to ask for the rise of day of freedom and an end to the night of oppression. Iranian literature is primarily poetry, and Shajarian is a master of this literature and knows exactly what lines from which poems could be used at what moment in history. As he himself says, if you follow my songs, you can almost write the history of the last 40 years.
What's a particularly noteworthy choice of song that he's made in your mind?
I think one of the most noteworthy today is the song that he used after the regime began its crackdown last June. And he sang this song from a poet that was kind of a Perry Como of Iranian poetry. It wasn't Hallmark cards in Iran, but if there were Hallmark cards, his poetry would be very much likely candidates to be on those Hallmark cards. And he picked one of these guys' songs and rendered it into a virtual manifesto of the peaceful democratic movement. And the song says, "Soldiers, my brother, put down your gun. Why are you picking your gun against me?
تفنگت را زمین بگذار، تفنگت را زمین بگذار، که من بیزارم از دیدار این خلوار ناهنجار."
Iranian authorities have yet to stop Mohammad Reza Shajarian. His songs don't actually denounce the government. He's just singing classical poetry of which Iranians are so proud. He also happens to know a very important person. He grew up in the same town as Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
They have developed this rather complicated relationship.
Complicated because Shajarian has made it clear that he doesn't approve of the direction of the Islamic Revolution in Iran.
Absolutely. And he has made it particularly clear since last June's contested election, letting it be known that he is, as he says himself, the voice of the people and does not want his music to be used to justify oppression. And I think it has not been arrested because he is now an international figure and the regime figures that it will pay a very, very heavy political cost for it.
And so Shajarian goes on singing.
Ey Khoda, ey Falak, ey Tabib.
Is it true that you like the house lights to be on so you can see the expressions on people's faces as you're singing?
Yes, I really enjoy that. I want to see their faces and see their expressions while I'm performing. But it's more of a wave that comes towards me, and I feel that wave, and I try to give it back to them, that energy.
You can watch and listen to Shajarian perform at nprmusic.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Ari Shapiro.